It's hot. It's pretty hot.
What do you eat?
The Thai hot green pepper. My name is Zach. I'm from Fayetteville.
Hey, y'all. So I'm about to try this Thai hot green pepper one first. Here we go.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck.
Welcome to First Gens. This is a podcast about first generation Americans and filling in the blanks, you guessed it, beside the hyphen. Explosion, explosion. Yes, I'm not done with the explosion bombs. I see why it's so appealing to Nicki Minaj in Queen Radio, even though I've never listened to an episode of Queen Radio. It's fine. It's me, Preen, and we're back for another bonus episode. Yes, our last episode, we spoke to the creator and founder of World Lit, Miss Brandy. Brandy was able to tell us how she was able to single-handedly, well, with the help of others in the community, put together an amazing street food festival full of culture, full of amazing food. People gathered. It was amazing. And during that festival, we at First Gens actually had our first ever live activation. So what was really cool is that I was very inspired, you know, by Hot Girl Summer. You know, this event took place September 7th, 2019. Hot Girl Summer, you know, was just still going strong towards the end of summer season. And I really wanted to kind of play on that. And I've always seen clips of this show called Hot Ones, and there's a famous meme of Idris Elba eating a very spicy chicken wing, almost choking, still looking fine, and answering questions about his career, his life, etc. The show's amazing because, you know, they integrate really spicy chicken wings as you kind of go throughout the show. It gets hotter and hotter, which is amazing because I love pepper. I love spicy things. And I was also very inspired by one of my friends, Pierre, who makes these really funny Instagram videos. But it's also interesting because he kind of tortures himself, right? So Pierre sits and he eats these really, really hot peppers. And, you know, somehow he survives, you know, time and time again, just eating them, you know, raw. And yeah, so I was very inspired by that. And so we were able to transform Black Market, which is an art studio and photo gallery here in Charlotte, and kind of with the help of my friend Chris Smalls, who's amazing, so creative and talented, we were able to, you know, use a projector and have flames on the wall. We had these giant, you know, inflatable red chili peppers hanging from like the ceilings, and we like plastered the wall with like red. And the biggest attraction is that we had an actual hot seat, right? So people actually sat in a seat that was decorated with flames coming out the back. Yes, I got crafty. And when you sat at the table, in front of you was a variety of peppers and spices from all over the world. And so they kind of varied, and they had spices. Well, we had spices that were not hot at all, but then we had a variety of different peppers from all different countries. So everywhere from Korea to Thailand to Jamaica, we had a variety of really, really spicy peppers, and some that weren't full of heat at all. But it was interesting to just kind of watch people who are so brave and so daring to get in that hot seat, regardless, just by going by the look of the pepper and thinking, guessing, maybe knowing if it's hot or not, but taking the chance and taking the risk anyway. So I'm so happy to bring you all the content from that day, September 7th, 2019, so that you can hear what happened in our hot spot, hear from amazing people who were daring to sit in that hot seat, and just what they had to say, what their favorite food is, and, you know, if they actually survived. This is the hot seat.
My name is Erica, and
I'm from Northern Virginia. I love shawarma. I love chicken shawarma. It's my favorite. Yummy. So shawarma is, it's like a Middle Eastern sandwich. It's got like seasoned chicken or beef. It's got vegetables and like a tzatziki sauce and like a pita, but this isn't very spicy either. I'm ready to go dangerous.
Does that one have the heat?
No, I didn't get any heat from that one.
You want to eat that one?
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, more.
Okay.
Maybe
I think the twist might be.
The twist pepper, okay. Here we go. I'm a little worried because this one looks like it could be spicy. I think I need to get some seeds in this. My sister's wincing as I'm eating this. I'm not getting any heat yet, but I'm still getting to the seeds. So, I don't know if you guys can hear me chewing here. I'm trying to get the crunch. Oh, I like this one.
You like that one?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a
I'm feeling some heat.
Okay.
Here we go. The weirdest thing I ate? Okay, I got some heat here. We had cooey in Peru. Guinea pig. Yeah, we had guinea pig. It was pretty good.
I haven't had it yet.
So far the Mexican chili is like a slow heat, and now I'm trying the Peruvian Marisol hot pepper.
I think this might be
okay.
Hotter.
I've got a Modelo here, so to quench the spicy. So yeah, all right, here we go. Ooh, yummy. That's like smoky. You guys might notice my eyes are watering a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I am. I'm the hot seat champion. That's great. I didn't think I had much of a threshold. High five. Woo.
Thank you.
It's the Cuban bell pepper.
Uh-huh. Describe it.
It tastes like a light-skinned green pepper.
Okay.
Half green pepper, half celery-ish.
Okay. So what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Meech. I'm from St. Louis, but I live in Baltimore. I think probably the most exotic food would be Ethiopian food. My favorite food probably would be chicken wings, party wings, breaded.
Okay, my name's Anna Diaz. I'm actually from Colombia, the country, not the city. And I'm going to try the Peruvian Marisol since it's nearby Colombia. It's not as spicy as I thought it was going to be. It's a little sweet. I don't know. It's a little bland. I thought it was going to have a lot more flavor, and it's good. It's pretty good.
What's your favorite food?
So my favorite food is I do travel a lot. I would say that's tough. I think like every country has like something to offer. Probably Jamaican because they have like the best chicken, in my opinion, jerk chicken with that pepper on it.
So I am trying the jerk pepper sauce. Taste it next. It's a good flavor. Not too hot. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, yeah. Can I try another one? Okay. It actually has a little kick now that it's like settling in. But no, it's okay. It's okay. My favorite food is Caribbean food, like jerk chicken, curry chicken, rice and peas, all those different kind of things. Oh, yeah.
My name is Sam Smith. I'm from Monrovia, Liberia. And this pepper is hot as hell. My favorite food is cassava leaf. Cassava leaf. Damn. Cassava leaf is it's from a root. It's from the cassava root. The leaves that grow from it, we cook it really, really good. And we make a good cassava leaf soup with it. But this pepper right here is hot.
Which one did you have?
I had the Mexican chili penguin. Okay, the Mexican chili penguin.
Survive.
I survived.
Wow, okay. So.
Hey, my name is Shannon Davis from Baltimore, Maryland. My favorite food is probably macaroni and cheese. or scratch that, wings, barbecue wings. Most exotic food I ever had, fried crickets in Manila. I had the ganyan bunny fish spice. That was a lot.
All right, so I had the Korean green pepper. It's not spicy at all. Like, I'm actually kind of disappointed. I was expecting heat. It's a good flavor, though. It's nice. It's crisp. I feel like it'd be really good in a salad. My name is Erin. I am from Virginia. And my favorite spicy food, probably tiki masala.
You know what? I'm going to do three. Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Hi. My name is Hanini. And I'm eating the Mexican chili pequin. Pequin? Pequin? And it is getting hotter by the minute. My favorite food is, my favorite food is cucumbers. And it's actually like a laxative for me. So I like to punish myself like I am today. And what's the next question? The most exotic food I've had is probably like the weirdest, let's say. I would say cow tongue. Which is really awesome, yeah, because now they come in tacos. But cow tongue is weird and great, and I'm sorry to all the vegans that I admitted that.
I picked the cubanella pepper. Not bad. Tastes like a bell pepper. I'm Lifestyle 704. Most exotic thing I've eaten is probably, a dragon fruit. I liked it. And I'm a food blogger, Lifestyle 704. Follow me on IG and YouTube.
So I see this one, jerk pepper sauce. All right. I'm going to get a big scoop here. All right, my name is Jeffrey Martin. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Moved down here 4 years ago. This is about to be my fifth year. Next year, so I'll be here for a while. Favorite food, you say? So my favorite food is pizza, burgers. Since this is a spicy thing, my favorite spicy food is jerk chicken. That's why it's not bad. I feel like my mom's jerk seasoning kicks it up a notch.
Okay, I'm having the Mexican chili pequin. It's pretty hot. It's good. It's hot. A little bit of flavor too. This is good. My name is Jessica. I'm from originally Fort Smith, Arkansas, but I'm over here in Charlotte for a while. Favorite food's got to be like tacos. In general, most exotic food. I was in China for a while, and I had lots of stuff over there. I don't even know what I had, but I had hot pot there. And then when I was in Brazil, I had chicken hearts.
I'm eating the Mexican chili pepper. It kind of tastes like just regular red peppers. It reminds me of when I was in undergrad and I would get a Little Caesars pizza and I would just put red chili peppers on it to really cut down that really bad cheese taste. But it's reaching the back of my throat now. Okay. And it's a little warmth back there. My name is Jessica Thompson. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina, Bit Berea, the countryside. I am a bougie country girl at heart. And my favorite foods are fried okra, gizzards, and ramen. Because I'm cultured like that.
I'm eating a Thai hot green. Hard. It hit you real hard when you first hit it.
To try the Peruvian mirasol hot pepper sauce. Wait, is it this one or this one?
That's the jerk.
That's the jerk? Okay. All right, so here goes.
So starting off, it has a very like creamy texture, but that kick when you swallow it. But overall, it's really not that spicy, but I like spicy food. So I would give it like a 6 out of 10 on the spice scale, which is good for me. Like I would put that on chicken or like in my meal because it's not overpowering. Like it could definitely be a good sauce over like some type of protein. My name is Katie, originally from Rochester, New York. Currently living in Charlotte, North Carolina. wait, what was the second? Oh, I have a lot of favorites, but my top three favorites are Thai, Mexican, and soul food. At any point of the week, I'm eating one of those three things. So, yeah, I had three favorites. My name is Ram, and I tried the Thai hot green pepper. Because my friends like to torture me. I like mac and cheese. And I also like seafood. And hot wings.
So I'm going to go with the jerk pepper sauce. Ooh. Ooh, okay, okay. So at first, it kind of just tastes like, you know, regular jerk sauce. And then as it hits the top of your mouth and works its way around, you get like a full rounded earth, but just all around flavor. Just it's a plethora of flavors. It's actually very nice. It's very nice. Very nice. On the scale, I would maybe say about 4.5, 5. Yeah, it's not bad. Not, I really like it. That was actually pretty good. My name is Rollis, but I go by Ra because nobody knows how to say my first name. I'm originally from Rochester, New York, but it'll be 3 years in Charlotte, I think tomorrow. 3 years in Charlotte, yes.
And what's your favorite food?
So my dad is Jamaican, so I really like Jamaican food, like jerk, like curry, stuff like that. I cook like that a lot. I really like Middle Eastern food, like Indian food, and probably Mexican food would be my third. Those are like the three things that I like. I like flavor, a lot of flavor, and I like to try Italian food because I like pasta. Forgot about that.
Okay, I am going to be picking the Korean green pepper. Okay. All right, here we go. So at first taste, it tastes like a green pepper that you can buy from the store. Yeah, it's not really any. I'm glad I picked this one because I'm not very good with spices, so this is good.
Yeah.
This would be good with some like hummus or some dip or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you picked a good one.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, because I was like, ooh, I really hope, because some people's faces. My name is Vicky Sloan. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is any fish fried by my granddaddy because he's a fisher. Cabbage made by my grandma and corn fritters.
All right. Oh, man. I'm eating up. Woo. Woo. I am eating up Mexican chili pequin.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Wesley. Wesley Wright. I was born and raised in Charlotte. Jesus Christ. Woo. All right.
What's your favorite food?
Potatoes. Anyway, you can like French fries. Shit. Woo. This is a little hot. Alright, so the taste, let me tell you about. Okay, it's like slightly bitter, but it's really just spicy. Oh man. And it really takes a second to kick. Wow. Wow. Alright, what else? Is that about it? Jesus Christ. I can't even think straight right now. Oh, octopus. I've had octopus.
All right, so it's the Thai hot green pepper. Got a little plump one right here. Let's see. Oh, that kind of burst in my mouth a little bit.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Oh. Oh, it's getting spicy.
It's spicy?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It's a little bit bitter, like a jalapeno, but it's good.
Good?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So what's your name? So my name is Mario. I'm from Ecuador. I got here when I was 8 years old. So, yeah, first generation American.
Yeah. All right, so what's your favorite food?
Let's see. My favorite food is seco de pollo. It's like a Ecuadorian chicken stew that you make it with beer. And it comes out so good. I'm gonna put a little bit of hot sauce in it. Comes out bomb.
Okay, this is the twist pepper. Where does the twist pepper originate from? The skin is bitter, and the juice is like, if I had to describe it, it's like a sour cucumber. That's probably not the best description, because it's probably wrong. Okay, my name is Chesney, spelled just like the country singer. I was basically raised here in Charlotte.
And what's your favorite food?
My favorite food? Oh my God, I'm such a foodie. All food is my favorite food. Yes. The most exotic food? I guess like raw fish. Yeah, I love sushi, so that's as exotic as I get. At least I try different food.
Hello. I'm trying the Mexican chili piquin. You say piquin? It's piquin, okay. It doesn't taste like anything, but it's really spicy.
Oh, it's really spicy?
It's really spicy. You lied to me.
Hi, my name is Christopher Dennis, and I'm a community developer here in Charlotte. I travel a lot, so I'm always open to trying new things and being exposed to new things. I believe that if you want to expand your mind, you got to expand your boundaries. So I tasted Ghana bonefish, and I've tasted this before. So one of the most exotic foods that I ate was recently, I was in Mombasa, and it was a bonefish dish, and they make it with bonefish, it's like rice and some other things, and it tastes like almost like herring. That's the closest I could put in the States to it, but it had a crunchy type taste to it. Now, this has a powdery taste to it, but you still can taste the actual fish. So it's an amazing taste. And so for me, again, I'm expanding my taste, expanding my mind, and expanding my palate, and getting exposed. So thanks a lot for letting me try it. So it's amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I am eating. Oh, what is that? Hot green Thai hot green pepper. Ooh, it looked yellowish and green, and it's really hot. I feel it on one side of my tongue and then down my neck, my throat.
Ooh. So what's your name? Where you from?
My name. Okay. My name is Amicia Coleman. I'm from South Carolina. This is really hot. Why did you do this? But I love hot stuff.
Hey, so first and foremost, I'm KO. I'm trying a Mexican chili piquin. That's what it's called. I'm going to try one to begin with. Go big or die. I'm going to try one to begin with, and we'll see what happens. It's hot. It's really dry, though.
Right.
Got no water around this joint? You got water?
No. Over there.
Over there? Word. It's dry. It's kind of hot, though. It is a little hot. But it's not hot where it's like you losing your breath, though. Yeah, it's kind of hot. No. I like spicy food, so I'm all right. I'm good. Woo! So before Charlotte, I lived in D.C. for like 4 or 5 years. I say my favorite food, I don't know. Let's say Mexican. I like quesadillas. I'm a spicy guy, which is why we came in here. But I mean, I like a variety of things, though. So let's just go with Mexican for the night. It gets hotter the longer, like. Yeah, son. Like, you didn't tell me that.
I ate the Thai hot green pepper. Oh, my gosh. It was hot. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. My tongue kind of sizzling.
Okay.
What else am I supposed to say? Oh, my name is Shania.
Trillery Banks here. Thank you. Also known as Hillary. I'm from Lake Norman. Yes.
Okay, Lake Norman. Yeah, or Liberia, whichever you prefer. Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
Okay, I think you should try this one.
Okay, so we're starting with the Thai hot green pepper. Why are we starting here first? I'm asking. So it's the hottest. Okay, and then what order are we going in from there? So it's the Peruvian Mirasol hot pepper. It's a sauce. This one? Oh, this one. Okay, it's like a barbecue sauce. Should I eat it with your fish here? Okay. I'm dipping it in now. It's like a barbecue sauce, for those who are wondering. It's very light in flavor. Maybe a vinegar base? It's not that hot. It's very flavorful, though, but it's not a bam in your face. Right. It's very light. Yes, it's very good. The Peruvian Mirasol hot pepper, very nice, lovely. Okay, what's next? Okay, next we have the Mexican chili. What is that, the penguins? The pequen, okay, yes. The Mexican chili pequen, not penguins. They're small, like Skittles, for anyone who's wondering. I'm just gonna eat two. I feel like they should be soaked in water, maybe hot water, to soften them up. I definitely get that smoked flavor. It's almost like it is like a crushed pepper, but the whole pepper. Okay. So like those little pepper flakes that you get at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the whole version. Next we'll have the Thai hot green pepper. That Mexican chili it's got a little afterkick. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, I'm still here. Kind of like me at my parents' house. Okay, I'll choose this one. It's got the best of both worlds. It's green and orange, for anyone wondering. Should I eat this on top of something? That Mexican chili is still
lingering in your mouth a little bit, right?
Yeah. My eyes are watering. Just a smidge. All right, here we go. You know, I need a palate cleanser. I'm going to get some mac and cheese. All right, here we go. Thai hot green pepper. So I am familiar with these peppers. I do cook with them, the red ones. I never eat them whole. I've got more sense than that. But I'm tasting it now, folks. I'm tasting it.
So how is it?
It's fresh. It feels like I just plucked it off of a pepper plant, a pepper tree. It's definitely, as you can hear in my voice, it's hot. It's very fresh, almost like an angry jalapeno. Maybe one whose child has stayed out too late and it's mad, so it's waiting up. It's not going down until the child gets home. It's hot. But it's not angry. Okay. It's just upset.
Okay.
Like Drake. I'm upset. But yeah, it's there. Someone just walked in and asked if we sold hot sauce. You wish. My mouth is burning, people. Not gonna lie. At this point, I'm not sure where the enemy is coming from. I don't know if the enemy is the Mexican chili or if the enemy is this Thai hot green pepper. Anyway, my breathing has increased. It's intensified. My mucus membranes, they're flowing. There's moisture coming from my right eye at this moment. We're wrapping this up. The pepper was great. I think my favorite would definitely have to be the Thai hot. Thank you. This has been Trillery Banks. We're signing out. Thanks for having me, First Gents.
You survived the hot seat.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people find us and truly, truly makes a huge impact on the success of this podcast. We can also be found on Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and truly anywhere else you get your podcast. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at FirstGens. That's the number one, STGENS. Plus, get tons of bonus content on our website, firstgenspodcast.com. First Gents was created by me, Perrine DeShield, and is co-hosted by my lovely and talented cousin, Sky Wilson, and I. Our musical composer is the wonderful and talented Nick Stubblefield. A huge thank you to our special guest for sharing their First Gents experience today.
First Gents is a proud member of Huga, a co-working space based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you so much for all of your love and support.